Let me in your tempo, show me what you into. It could be so simple, black and white, yeah. You come first like rental, I see our potential. It could be so simple, like black and white, yeah.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Chesa Pod. I am Masuko Siamela, and with me today, I've got hip-hop heavyweight Nasty C, who's going to tell us more about being a part of Coming to America, Africa-inspired album. Tune in. I know something got you stiff. I got a lot of this love to give. I want you to call dibs. I got some land inside of my ribs. Beating for you, can you hear? And just like any home, you gotta pay your bills and promise not to disappear. I gotta live. Uyazi uMzansi Stylerville is filled with flavor. But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chesa Pod.
So now tell me, are you excited about being a part of Def Jam's Coming to America, Africa-inspired album?
It's exciting. It's exciting. You know, it feels like one of my dreams come true. It's not even a dream. I was very conscious or aware. You know, it's just like one of those things. When you grow up as a kid watching movies and you hear your favorite artist's like song in the movie or like on the soundtrack, it always feels dope.
And who do you look up to? Who's your favorite character on Coming to America?
Well, I mean, is it cheesy to say, oh, you want the new one or the old one?
But the new one and the old one.
So the old one, obviously, Eddie Murphy. Definitely has to be. And in the new one, I think it's the new Prince. I forget the name, but it's definitely the new Prince. Eddie Murphy's son, yeah.
And when did you find out that your track is part of the Africa-inspired album?
So they approached us around the time they were still making the movie, and I think that was like first quarter 2020, if I'm not mistaken.
And your song, tell us more about your song, Black and White.
Black and White is a love song, you know. It's about a guy who is basically like, yeah, sure, I love it, you know what I mean? Like trying to get this girl to be with him and trust him with her heart, and he promises to give her the world, you know what I mean? And he also can see that she's been through some stuff, and he understands why she's so guarded and so, you know what I mean? But yeah, he promises that she won't need to be so guarded if she lets him take care of his heart. Okay.
And you feature Ari on the song. How did that come about?
My A&R in the States hooked it up, but I think he got in touch with her team, or her team did that, and it was just a matter of me picking the song from there onwards. I think they made that connection very, very organic and very easy. And yeah, I just had a song that fit her whole vibe, like her voice, you know, and the way she carries herself, and then boom, done.
And how was it working with Ari? Was it like a smooth process? Just take us through that process as well.
It was cool. It was quick. Because I already had the song. The song was pretty much done. It had two verses already. And when I sent it to her, she was already down for work. So, I mean, there was nothing, literally nothing in the way. And then she just did the verse. And within like 2 weeks or so, we had the parts and everything, yeah.
And what do you think? Why do you think Black and White fits the album, the Africa-inspired album?
I think it tells a nice side to the romantic, it speaks to the romantic side of the movie. You know, yeah, it really speaks to the moment, especially, I don't know if I'm allowed to say, I might be getting it, but the prince falls in love, you know, and that's part of a big part of the story, because it saves him from a lot of things, and it also answers a lot of his questions without even, like, trying to, you know?
Do you think it fits celebrating black love as well?
Yes.
And Black and White, why the title Black and White?
Because Black and White usually means simple, right? Like simple, straight to the point.
Oh, okay. So it's straight to the point type of love.
Yeah, straight to the point. Like, trust me, I'm going to take care of you. I'm not bullshitting, none of that.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. And how has it been being a part of Def Jam since last year? You signed last year. What has changed and what do you think and hope will change in the future?
I mean, definitely opened a lot of doors, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a blessing in itself. And, yeah, we're getting a lot of work done, man. A lot of work done.
All right. And how is life under lockdown?
It started off whack as hell, not going to lie. But I ended up just, like, finding things to do and stuff like that. And I was, like, kind of prepared for it, but only as far as my music goes. I didn't really take into consideration what it would do to, like, my mental health, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, being in the house all day and not being able to go out and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I adjusted, I adapted, and now I'm good. Now I'm just making the most out of it, just using all the time that I have for myself.
Mm. And are you going to be moving to the States anytime soon?
Yeah, as soon as it's a possibility, yes. Right now, it wouldn't be a good idea.
And why is that? If you don't mind me asking.
One, they're obviously hard to have, you know, they think we have like a new mutated version of COVID.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Worse than the other. Yeah, so like we're not allowed to go there unless we go quarantine in another country that isn't such a hazard for like 14 days. And that would take too much out of my schedule right now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. And how are you keeping yourself busy in the meantime that Americans are a bit settled with the whole scare of the COVID-19?
I'm just preparing. Just loading up my armor for when it's time to attack.
Mm-hmm.
Just making more music, finishing up projects, getting ready for new adventures, you know. Doing a lot of collabs so that when I land that site, we already have songs in motion.
Are these collabs like American artists? With American artists?
I don't know if it's a good idea to say. There's a couple. There's five guys right now that are like in my kind of space.
Hmm.
You know? Like in the new age hip hop type thing. Mm. I don't know. If I say it now, too many people get too excited too soon.
Do we know these people?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, well done. Oh, good for you. So when are we seeing Nasty C on stage? When are we seeing you again on stage?
Actual stage, physical stage?
Physical stage, of course. Because virtual, everyone's like tired of the virtual thing, right?
Yeah, we're all physical. Cool, man, cool. Like, I pick up shows, but then it ends up like not happening because of, I don't know, police raid the places and stuff like that. But I do have a couple performances coming up. I just need for them to get confirmed first.
Mm.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing it because they have the money to do it.
Mm.
But they don't really think about, like, the rules.
Mm. Mm.
They have to, yeah, you know.
Mm.
So I'm just waiting for confirmations, yeah.
Mm, okay. I bet your fans can't wait to see you on stage. Have they said anything on social media?
Oh, yeah. A lot of them miss the Iverson tour, man, and so do I.
Mm. Okay. And acting-wise, are you going to do any acting? Because last year, you were part of Blood and Water. Yeah. Are we going to see you in the sequel as well?
No. You're not going to see me in there. It was a nice experiment.
Experiment.
But, but it's not really my lane. I might get back into it later. I definitely do have a love like for movies and being a part of it, but maybe I'm just not supposed to be a part of it in that way. Maybe I can supply the music, maybe I can, you know, supply it in other ways. Yeah.
And what was your takeaway from acting on Blood and Water, or just acting in general? What's your takeaway?
That I hate scripts. I hate scripts, oh my God.
Why, remembering your lines or something else?
Yeah, remembering your lines, but also just like, you know that when you deliver them, it's not just about getting off the lines. It's just the way that they were written.
Mm.
You have to, like, make them adapt to the situation. It's like, as a person who's not so experienced in that, sometimes it can get a little tricky. Like, I can mess lines up and get frustrated, get nervous, you know?
Hmm. Would you say it's the role that was given to you, maybe?
No, I don't think it's that. Because I did a couple, like, acting lessons with a coach of mine. Her name is Kate. She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, so we did, like, random scenes from random movies. So, like, we'll do a scene from one of Denzel's movies, right?
Mm.
And we'll just play it out for, like, 30 minutes or so.
Oh my gosh.
I still find that even then, like, it was hard even then, like, taking on different types of characters. It takes a special person to do that, you know? It's, like, disrespectful for me to just jump into art that's, like, foreign to me. And just think I can get it just like that. Nah, there's a lot of work that goes into that. And also, you just have to be a natural at it, which I'm not.
Mm. Okay, it's good to at least notice when you're not good at something and admit it, you know?
Yeah, not forcing.
Out of curiosity, who's your favorite actor, if you don't mind me asking?
I have a couple. So, I might get his name wrong, but I think it's Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
Something like that, the guy that plays Deadpool.
Okay.
One of my favorite actors. David Bateman, definitely up there. Definitely up there.
Mm.
Who else? And then Denzel, obviously.
Obviously. Everybody loves Denzel.
Everybody. I was just watching one of his movies this morning.
Okay, what was it? What were you watching?
I was watching, I think it's called The Little Things.
Okay, I've never watched that. Okay. So what has, what do you have planned for this year? What has Nasty C planned for 2021?
I have an album that I'm going to drop.
Another one?
Yeah.
Do you have the title yet?
Nah, I don't even have a title yet. I'm bouncing between like three titles right now.
Okay.
And then I'm going to drop about two tapes after that, and then just like a bunch of collabs. I'm doing a lot of collabs with guys from different countries. So I'm just going to put that out there. Basically, just fill up the digital space, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is it important for you to, like, collaborate with a lot of African and international stars more than you do with local stars?
Just to get my name out there, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, you always want to get new fans. You always want to touch new hearts out there. So it's for that, but also just like challenging yourself to step outside the box for a second. You know, when you collaborate with cats from like Japan or Tanzania, they're definitely coming with a different flavor, and you have to kind of adjust yours so that it matches there, so there's not too much of a contrast. You know. I think it's dope for any artist to do that.
Yeah, true. And the music, the songs turn out very, very good.
Thank you.
Yeah. And out of your catalog of, like, songs or music, which song or top three songs have you done, would you say, are the best? Like, can you name your top three songs that you've created so far?
In terms of, like, stats or my favorites?
Your favorites.
My favorites would have to be, one would have to be SMA.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, two would have to be Ababulali.
Okay.
Three have to, right now, at the moment.
Yeah.
Have to be, That's Hard. Yeah, That's Hard.
Okay.
That's one of my
I thought maybe it would be Easy. A lot of people love Easy.
Yeah, I love Easy. But Easy was, like, easy for me to make.
Yeah.
But it was, like, easy for me to make. But the other song, it took a lot from me, you know? And you always value the stuff that you put in the most sweat into.
Yeah. I also like the one you did with A$AP Ferg. Oh, my gosh. That one was hot. Bars, 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 bars.
Thank you.
What are your hopes for the next? I know it's a hard, difficult, but yet typical question. But what are your plans or wishes for the next 5 years? What do you hope to acquire in the next 5 years?
I hope that in the next 5 years, I've established myself like as a global artist everywhere, not just in the States. States, UK. I want to be able to do a show in places like India. You never hear of like hip-hop artists doing like a show in India. I know, it's crazy. But I should be able to go in there and at least put like 5,000 people. At least. You know?
Indians or just fans?
It doesn't matter. It could be Indians. If it's Indians, that means I've reached a whole nother level. Like, I have to be insane as an artist.
Yeah. Oh, wow. All right. I think that's about it. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.